Cruel, by Jennifer Albin, narrated by Amanda Dolan.
Prologue. They came in the night. Once, families fought them, neighbors coming to their aid. But now that peace has been established and the looms proven, girls pray to be retrieved. They still come at night, but now it's to avoid the masses with eager hands. It's a blessing to touch a spinster as she passes. That's what they tell us. No one knows why some girls have the gift. There are theories, of course, that it's passed down genetically, or that girls with an open mind can see the weave of life around them at all times, even that it's a gift only given to the pure-hearted. But I know better. It's a curse. I've trained at night with my parents ever since they realized I had the calling. They taught me clumsiness, making me fumble until it looked natural when I dropped a bowl or spilled the water jug. Then we practiced with time, my parents encouraging me to take the silky strands deftly into my fingers to twist and tangle them until they were warped and useless in my hands. This was harder than dropping and spilling. My fingers wanted to weave the delicate tendril seamlessly with matter. By my 16th birthday, when it was time for the required testing, the ruse was so effective the other girls whispered I would be sent away early. Incapable, awkward, artless. Maybe it was their taunts lodging in my back like tiny daggers that poisoned my resolve. Or perhaps it was the way the practice loom sang out, begging to be touched. But today, the last day of testing, I finally slipped, my fingers gracefully winding through the ebbing bands of time. Tonight they'll come for me. 1. I can count the days until summer draws to a close and autumn seeps into the leaves, painting them.